Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has wrapped up a brief African tour. She has arrived in Israel after a hectic day in Sudan. Rice had two priorities in Sudan: to push for a resolution to the humanitarian crisis in the troubled region of Darfur, and to help shore up a new national unity government. NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with Secretary Rice.
One of Rice's key stops today was the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, where she met with President Omar al-Bashir. The Sudanese leader is looking to improve relations with the U.S. and wants Washington to lift trade sanctions. The fact that the meeting even took place was strange enough, given that Washington has accused Bashir of aiding and abetting the genocide carried out by the Janjaweed, a pro-government militia in Darfur. But then the meeting turned bizarre. Security guards manhandled and blocked members of Rice's delegation, including her interpreter, trying to get into the meeting. The scene turned even uglier when an American reporter tried to ask Bashir about his involvement in the genocide in Darfur.
Can you tell us why the violence is continuing, Mr. President? Can you tell us why the government is still supporting the militias?
As Rice, Bashir, and a dozen officials looked on, a scuffle broke out between security guards, State Department officials, and reporters.
Hey, don't ever touch our journalists again.
Shortly after, Rice looked and said she was outraged at what happened and demanded that Bashir's government apologize for the incident before she landed in Darfur. The apology arrived as her plane touched down on the tarmac. Andrew Natsios, the head of the United States Agency for International Development, says even though the women have made it to the camps, they're not always safe.
Security is still a serious problem. There's continuing violence against women. Rape is a very, very serious problem that has not abated.
Still, Natsio said that the number of attacks on villages has decreased over the past few months. But he says that's because the Janjaweed have run out of villages to burn or destroy. Natsio says there appears to have been one other positive development recently.
The government seems to be restraining their regular forces from active formal military joint military operations with the Janjaweed militia, which they had been doing for a year and a half. And that's a good sign, but we want them to actually start disarming the Janjaweed, and they have so far refused to do that.
Rice says that bringing the pro-government militias under control is a critical component to resolving the Darfur conflict. In an interview with NPR, Rice said she told President Bashir there is no other option.
I heard some reasons why it was difficult to do and so forth. I repeated that the international community, the United Nations Security Council, it believes that the Janjaweed is going to have to be disarmed.
Rice said there's a great deal of skepticism about what the Bashir government says and what it actually does.
Darfur has to get resolved, but we certainly are going to need a government in Khartoum that recognizes its responsibility. And the international community does have tools to require accountability and to insist on accountability.
In the meantime, the international community is moving to provide support and help for Darfur. The U.S., along with the European Union, NATO, and a clutch of other countries, are helping the African Union to move monitors and peacekeeping troops into the area to provide some much-needed security. Jackie Northam, NPR News.